Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The downtown mode. We are downtown. Sometimes we're uptown, sometimes we're downtown. I feel we're downtown today on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. She's downtown. On air, Victoria. Yes, Victoria Keelan. She's downtown. And Jay Kirshner is all around town. How about that? Uptown, downtown, all around the town. Here we are with some good stuff, foolish stuff. It's the usual bill of fare on the DJV program, and it seems like our routine here, I like to think that our routine is never routine, but universally it seems like we all are focused on Ukraine, what's going on. The Russians have said they're going to huff and puff and blow our house down if we keep sending arms to Ukraine. So what do you think? I'm going to huff. I hear Putin huff and puff. And a lot of huffing and puffing, but yet people are afraid of his huffs and his puffs. So if you don't stop sending more arms to Ukraine, I'm going to come and get you. Well, he says it'll lead to more losses. What does that mean? Well, we have to interpret him and his words, and sometimes that's easier said than done. More law we have had. Well, we haven't had any losses. Have we had any Americans? There have been some civilians that have been killed in Ukraine that were Americans, right? Maybe three or four, it seems to me.
I don't know what the count is. Yeah. I don't even know if the count is possible at this point.
Disarray.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so do we take him at his word? What if he's been a liar pretty much all of his life, so why should we worry, although a lot of the lily-livered leaders, I didn't like that for alliteration. See what I did there, ladies? Lily-livered leaders. That's kind of what the world has going for it, other than Zelensky.
I think you've got a lot of leaders who don't want to be responsible for, instigating a nuclear war, which I can understand.
Yeah, I get that. If it really is the, he can say that. I've got all these missiles and I got all of these bombs and I'm going to use them.
Well, we know he has the capabilities.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah. So why hasn't he done it yet?
I don't know.
Why?
There are reports that he has that he's already deployed some chemical weapons, and is that enough? The thing is that we're allowing Vladimir Putin to dictate everybody's responses.
He's the boss.
And so.
Yeah.
That's whether we figure out how to do more. It seems that we haven't. I don't know if the sanctions are working at this point. I think we hoped that they would, but it seems like Russia's still going. It seems like they're still finding money from India. They're still finding money from China. So they're still going. So the sanctions may have hurt for a little while, but I don't know if they still are hurting Russia. I don't know what's going to take them out of there other than, what is it? Other than just fighting and other than giving a clean victory to Ukraine in the East, I don't know what else it's going to take. They've already moved out of the West because they didn't have the power to do it. So that's, I guess, the good news. But then now what do? You've got them still bombing the heck out of Mariupol. You've got them all throughout the eastern part of Ukraine. And it doesn't seem like Vladimir Putin's planning on going anywhere anytime soon.
No, not at all. Why should he? Meanwhile, the president of these here United States has nominated Bridget Brink. Wonder what her middle name is. How about Bridget Barbara Brink? There's another alliteration.
Yeah, hopefully something with a B.
Three Bs, right. U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. What's her story? What's her background? Did she give a lot of money to the campaign?
She's the current ambassador to Slovakia.
Yeah, she's got a pretty good resume.
She's the current ambassador to where?
Slovakia, but they moved her from that position to nominate her for Ukraine because, and I didn't realize this, that ambassador role has been empty, so there hasn't been someone in there that.
Why did Trump end that? Do you know?
I don't know. There hasn't been someone. I don't know if it's because he was leaving or what.
He removed Marie Yovanovitch. Wasn't she involved in? Wasn't there something with her? I don't remember now, but there was some controversy with her, right? He removed her in 2019.
I honestly don't remember, but I don't know why that there was still that empty hole. And if it was something just specific to Trump, why Biden wouldn't have filled it? I mean, he's been already in for a while
now. Know.
So it's odd that there was just this open space in the ambassadorship. But anyway, so there's a new ambassador. Slovakia's out of luck, but Ukraine's got somebody new coming in. And part of it was because of the trip that we talked about yesterday, which is with Antony Blinken and with Lloyd Austin going into Ukraine. They were there to try to figure out how they could reopen the embassies and bring back diplomats into the country, because that's important for Zelensky to look like he has declared victory in the West. So according to the reports, they're going to open the embassy up maybe sometime next week and start returning diplomats into Kyiv.
I'll ask all three of you. You're up for a position. The president says, I'd like to nominate you as the ambassador to Ukraine. It's a great honor. You'll be on the next plane over to Kyiv, and you'll be in the office there, and whatever happens will happen, but you have my blessing and my support. So who's taking that job?
Well, she's also already held...
pretty brave.
She also held the position for Uzbekistan and Georgia, so she's very well versed in this region.
So she's got to be Eastern European blood. She's got to be like Jennifer. She's got some Eastern European
blood. Is that a requirement?
I don't know, but I'm thinking she's very, either that or she's got some professional degree. She studied these areas because
she's from Michigan and she does have a few degrees, I know, but I don't know what her background is.
She's a career foreign service person.
She's definitely a diplomat.
She has a bachelor's of arts degree in political science and two master of science degrees in international relations and political theory.
Yeah. So has she a family? Have they grown up? What does her family think if she's got one? Hey, okay, boys and girls, have a good time at school. I'm packing up because I'm going over to Ukraine. Ooh.
Fear and pride, I'm sure, simultaneously.
I mean, is anyone jazzed to go to Uzbekistan or Georgia? I don't know.
How about becoming the ambassador to Estonia or Latvia, and prize
I feel
is
like those
Lithuania?
Are all better. Yeah, those are all better than Uzbekistan and Georgia and Ukraine. Although Ukraine right now is obviously so critical, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see how. I mean, does she have to go through a nomination, Jen? Does she have to sit through like?
She's gonna have to get confirmed, I think.
Right,
but is it like
probably faster?
We'll send anybody. Yeah. Let's send them on. Yeah. Okay, so in a related sort of situational thing, the Finland-Sweden story. Apparently, Finland and Sweden are going to apply for NATO membership by the middle of next month. Been talking about it. Why don't they just put Ukraine on that list? Oh, wait a minute. No, because Putin says we can't do that. He's in charge. He's the boss.
Part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't do that. Yeah. Putin for president of the United States. Obviously facetious, but it's kind of sick to see the lack of leadership and everybody pussyfooting around where this guy keeps killing people by the thousands every day, and he's there. Nobody's doing. So what does that tell you? The rest of the world, they can do what they want, right? China, let's go get them. Now, wait a minute, we can't do anything because we have COVID all over our country. Chinese are really up to their ears if we believe what they are. Who's saying this? Are they? They're not going to announce to the world they've got a real problem with COVID.
They have. So, they actually have announced that. And so at this point, there's no we have images and reporters and people, I guess, on the ground. We've seen, you know, they're walling people in again like they did before. I mean, they've got 200
nailing
million
the
people.
Door shut, nailing the windows shut.
They have 200 million people in a full or partial lockdown. 200 million. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem, though, is that economists are really watching this. Wall Street, you know, is all over the place right now because of what is happening in China. I mean, they're the largest single driver, of the global economy. And so right now, where a lot of countries are still watching what happens in China affects the rest of the world. It's a ripple effect. So if they can't get COVID under control, then that affects the entire first world, let's say. It affects the entire first world.
You know what I was thinking as you were saying that, how much impact America has. America has made China what it is. whether it's good or bad, we have.
Not just America. It's been, well, but mostly it's been 40 America. Years of, well, it's been
American
40 years
companies.
Of every developed, major developed country.
Yeah, but I'm talking about our companies. The world has been run pretty much by American companies and still is, as far as I know. There certainly is impact and influence from other countries, but they don't have the horsepower that we do and the spending power that we do. So, once again, if you follow the trail leads back to America, whether it's the Ukrainian, it's always us. And we're the first person. I suppose that's great because we are the most important country in the world. We say we're the best place to live, and for the most part, that seems to be true. But yet, it still is, you got the Chinese, we have to watch that because if we're not careful, all the things that are still made over there won't be made, and that'll cause more of the trickle-down effect that we have created for ourselves. So again, back to the good guys, the bad guys, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Still, there is a focus here on what we have created, and it's wonderful, but yet it's not. And that's kind of the way I interpret this situation. And I don't feel badly for the Chinese. I feel badly for the people who get sick and die over there. But they created this themselves. They're the monsters. They created the monster or another monster. And so now they're living with it. The people, when will the people wait? It's kind of like in Russia, the same thing. Both these countries, we see from the outside, our interpretation of what's going on there is that this is a horrible place to live. The government is terrible. But yet the people haven't owned with Mao, they overthrew the government in the 1940s so that they have what they had. That's where communism came from in China. And then the same in Russia. Russia's never had a break. Russia's always been ruled by despots, czars, emperor. You know, they've had nothing but one after another, after another, after another. So what does that tell you about the people that are there? They just, you know, maybe we aren't as smart as we think we are about, well, democracy's the best. It's not like the world is shut down. The news, you know, the Russians are trying to keep info from getting to their people. But they apparently like what they got. Or at least they haven't thrown these guys out yet. I would have thought they would have, wouldn't you? If they thought like us. It's 18 after the hour.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Message.
Hey, man, it's Devin. You know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When we set sail, Captain.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at the ready with the latest gossip about the Rust shooting. Have you forgotten? Yeah, the movie Rust and the Alec Baldwin deal. We have some interesting and compelling information to share if you like that sort of thing, so stand by for that.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so, Jay,
yes.
What is Alec Baldwin saying, thinking, doing? Let's get into his head as to the... He just finished another movie. And so the career isn't over, so what's happening?
Well, there's newly released police body cam footage that really shows what the scene of Helena Hutchins, I mean, that fatal shooting was kind of like. It also shows that Alec, he was seen sitting with the movie's assistant director, Dave Halls, and he was asking about her if she's okay and everything. Another crew member says that she's not doing well. A police officer describes the whole ordeal about how the bullet entered and exited her body. And it's just, the reason this is being talked about is because this is new information. This is probably the biggest piece of information from the from the scene that really portrays what happened.
Because the rumors have been that he didn't ask about her for an hour, remember?
Yeah,
that report
he didn't
came
really
out.
Care at first.
Yeah, and so that never really, I mean, I don't have a horse in this race with Alec Baldwin. I feel sorry for him because this was a horrific tragedy, but I also found it really difficult to believe that he didn't even ask about the woman that he just accidentally shot. I never believed that. So this, I mean, body cam footage proves that this is what happened right away. So I think this works in his favor, you know, moving forward with whatever lawsuits are heading his way.
It's too bad that it boils down to that, just to know the guy's a human being. And was concerned.
Yeah, I mean, people have really tried to dehumanize him in this.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't heard that he didn't ask about her for an hour. I had just heard that he froze.
I heard it from you, actually, first, and I looked it up.
No, but not for, like, a half an hour. But he didn't say, call the police. He froze, remember? He said that, I guess he froze and that he was, like, not bringing her aid, basically. Because that was, look, it's understandable if you do have something like that happen and you freeze and you go into this mode where you're like, you know, you're in denial. I mean, that's why I thought it was pretty plausible, because I think that's actually a human response where you're like freaked out. But it's good to know that he didn't have that he ran in and helped. And especially as he's maintained, he never pulled the trigger. It was the hammer that fired it off.
Right.
So he's thinking he never pulled the trigger. How did this just happen? Shock. That does make sense, too.
Yeah.
What a circus. Unbelievable. What a mess. Ay, ay, ay. It's, oof. Put yourself in that position, and you don't want to be, actually. What do we have? 28 half the hour. That's what we have.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. April 26 marks the launch of the all-new, all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup. Ford and the UAW leaders will host the customers and employees to celebrate the start of the F-150 Lightning production. I'll be on site with Ford employees and F-150 Lightning customers who will join Job 1, the event for the first ever full-size all-electric pickup truck to go on sale. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has said that the threat of nuclear war is very significant, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying the risk should not be underestimated. Britain's Armed Forces Minister James Heapy has downplayed the Russian threat, calling it bravado and Lavrov's trademark statement. The suspect caught on video taking a baby from his San Jose apartment kidnapped the infant while his grandmother was unloading groceries on Monday. Sergeant Christian Camarillo of the San Jose Police Department.
She took the baby in the apartment, went downstairs to unload some groceries. In that short amount of time, someone entered the apartment.
3-month-old Brandon Cuellar was wearing a white long-sleeve onesie with dinosaurs on it. The family of a Missouri teenager who died last month after he slid off an amusement ride in Orlando, Florida, filed a wrongful death lawsuit Monday. USA Radio News.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
With office essentials like snacks, water, and coffee for the break room?
Staples has you covered.
How about custom printing and office supplies?
Covered.
And what about savings?
Staples has you covered there, too. And now save even more. Because this week, when you spend $100 on anything in store, you'll earn a $30 store bonus.
Huh. That should cover it.
Staples, the working and learning store. Limit 1. Ends 4/30. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
A judge has put a temporary restraining order on the Biden administration's efforts to end Title 42 protections at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts.
Title 42 is not consistent with our values, and it doesn't keep us safer. The Biden administration is putting plans in place to deal with people who are asking for amnesty and humanitarian relief at the border. But keep in mind, we need comprehensive immigration reform, and that's something all the Democrats are on board for.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says this is all about getting future votes.
Well, it means that they want to let tens of millions of folks come here illegally. By some estimates, over Biden's 4 years, that could be 30 million people. That's the state of Texas. That's five Missouris. Okay, of people coming here illegally, sent on midnight flights around the country. The Democrats right now are playing for keeps. They want to pack the court. They want to add states to the union. They want to federalize our elections. And now they want to add a whole Texas of illegal immigrants to this country. So it's up to the states to push back. That's what we're doing. But this is shocking. And this is the playbook, which is to open the border and provide amnesty.
A man was taken into custody Monday after leading police on a two-hour joyride in a stolen Chicago Fire Department ambulance Monday afternoon. The 70-mile chase ended after a short foot pursuit. The name of the suspect was not released. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour, Tuesday, April the 26th, the last Tuesday of the month of April. Here we are, cooking on all fours, if you will. Are there four? Anybody got a stove that has more than four burners on it? Is there such a thing as a six-burner?
Six burners, eight burners.
Yeah, or you have that really like long one in the middle.
Huh, really? I guess
why,
I'm living.
Why do you need to make industrialized salmon soup or something?
Very funny, Jennifer. All right, reality. We're basking in reality here as the ladies are fascinated. And we just spent the last 5 minutes or so figuring out, or at least I did, what an alpaca is. Alpacas are a support animal, and the people who are going to the courthouse.
Was?
I didn't know that. I knew what an alpaca animal was, but I didn't know how it applied to the people who were there to support Johnny Depp on trial for his life, you would think. You'd think this was a murder trial. And he was going to go to the gas chamber with all the stuff that's going on. Meanwhile, you know, with all of the yak about who's buying Twitter and the stuff concerning Elon Musk. Apparently, he's taken a few shekels and thrown it at Amber Heard to pay for her defense. So it is Depp's suing her for alienation of affection or what? He's not going to get any money out of her. So what's
defamation.
Really?
It's defamation. Yeah, I mean, he's trying to get reclaim his reputation and get his job.
His reputation was so really sterling before he got involved with her.
Well, it wasn't. It was fine, honestly. I mean, he was, you know, he drank and partied, but he didn't beat anybody up, and so he was never accused of that. And so, you know, he's been labeled now as a wife beater by her, and that's why he took this to court and he wanted a jury. He didn't want this behind closed doors.
So this is his moment.
Going to exonerate him.
He's
doing this purposely. He didn't have to do this.
Yeah.
But I think he's trying to save his reputation because. He lost his contract to do Pirates of the Caribbean with Disney because it's Disney and you can't be beating your wife, I guess. And so he lost $50 million, which is the amount of the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think for most people believe that if this were really super true, Johnny Depp would probably not want to rehash everything in the court of public opinion. And he has been very open and candid about all this. I mean, he admitted to burning her with a cigarette. I mean, he's admitted to a lot of things, drinking and partying and all the friends that he's partied with. But he's still doing it because he still contends that everything that she says about him hurting her was actually what she did to him. And so she's going to testify. We'll see what her testimony does. But Johnny Depp was pretty convincing because of how honest he was. He wasn't trying not to answer any question. In fact, sometimes some of the information he gave, it was like gut-wrenching. You're like, okay, enough already. We get it. We get what your lifestyle was like. But he was very honest about it, which makes you think that he might be actually telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, Andrea Diaz, who lives in Lorton, Virginia, where the trial is taking place, Fairfax County, raises alpacas on her farm. And alpacas, as she explained to the press yesterday, is a business. She has a business that she started during the pandemic to bring alpacas to people's homes to raise their spirits, to give them support. And so because she's a big Johnny Depp fan, she's doing the same for him. So the alpacas are all around the courthouse. They can't get in because there aren't enough seats. But apparently it was quite a circus there. People trying to get in the back door of the courthouse, in the front door of the courthouse. The scene is this is TMZ heaven, right? When you look at all the stuff that's going on there and the people very high profile, something you don't see very often in Fairfax County. So why is it there? Neither one of them live there. What was there? Why Fairfax County?
Because she wrote her op-ed in the Washington Post, I think, is the connection, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. And so that's why they're in court, because that's where the Washington Post is located.
So are they suing he's suing the Washington Post, too, for printing it?
No, but I think somehow, I don't think so, but I think that somehow because it was there, that's why they have to all be in that court.
I think that's it seems just kind of strange. But alpacas.
Not really. It was in that state. If if you write an op-ed that's controversial in the New York Times, you're going to be in New York court. If someone's got an issue with it.
Right. Well, I don't know. I just look at stuff.
Alpacas are really cute.
Oh, they're fabulous.
They are.
Animals. They're support. They're wonderful. Like having a little calf. You know, I love the little calves that I raise on the farm. They're sweet, and they're fun, and they run around, and they love their mothers, and that sort of stuff. The alpaca's fur is it's so soft and... And isn't it expensive to buy an alpaca coat?
Oh, they're so sweet.
Really soft.
Mm-hmm. Do people wear alpaca coats? I've never heard of that.
They make stuff out of alpaca fur. I don't know if it's like coats, but it's...
I always thought it was sweaters or something. There's an alpaca farm south of where I grew up. Yeah. And they're just so cute.
All right, you want some more juice? Some more gossip? Some more stuff that'll really make your day? No, this is about Katy Perry, who apparently on American Idol felt very uncomfortable because there was a whole series. I watched a little bit of Idol. I used to watch it, kind of.
We used to watch a lot. That's the whole reason I started watching is because we used to watch on the show.
Yeah, we talked a lot
about it. You forced me into it, yeah.
I know, it was my fault. Well, actually, my former wife started watching it. It shows you how long ago it was on because she died in 2011, so...
When did American Idol feel like it's been on forever?
It's been 20 years.
Yeah. All right. So, and you watched Ryan grow up on that TV show. Mm-hmm. There was something about him at a party the other day with a 22-year-old or something, his girlfriend, 23-year-old, somebody or other. She looked like she just came out.
He always has these, like, nondescript 22-year-old girlfriends.
Yeah, just very.
Kelly Ripa apparently loves every one of them, and it's,
That's what it is. Okay. Well, yeah. Listen. All right, so Katie, with the other judges, let's see, the judges are Lionel Richie and Country Boy. What's his name?
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, right, exactly. Okay, so there was a whole set of John Mayer songs, and she said, I feel like maybe you guys should Wikipedia me, i.e., you look into my history so you'd know what a miserable time I had with John Mayer. So
Did she say that on TV?
Yeah, apparently. I feel like maybe you guys should Wikipedia me after they played all the songs. So what was that about? John Mayer is chasing
They dated
a lot
on
of
and off for a while. It's like
for a couple
know.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Katy Perry's so annoying. She always has been. I always will find her annoying. Like, she's just everything has to be all about her at all times. I don't know how Luke and Lionel Richie like deal with that.
And they pretend they really like her, I think. Yeah. I watched a few times because they're showing the line. This is so funny. It should be my new show. But because I live on the West Coast, they got the bright idea.
Are you okay?
A sneeze?
Oh, my gosh.
That came out of nowhere. Excuse me. I sneeze in your ear.
It isn't unusual. Well, the reason it isn't unusual for somebody's line to go dead. You know, we do this program in all of our... Jay's down in Kentucky. No,
oh, my gosh. She's in Nashville.
She's in Nashville.
And then Tennessee. Different state.
Tennessee.
Give it a rest, will you? Okay. And then Victoria's in New Jersey, and Jennifer's in Los Angeles, and I'm on the farm.
I just had a sneeze, though. That's why you huffed out a little. Hold on.
Right. Yeah.
But okay. they finally got the bright idea in L.A. to show it early. So they preempted whatever was on our ABC affiliate, and they put on the live version of American Idol because it actually records at 5 o'clock for the East Coast.
Right.
So I've actually been able to watch. So as I've been going through the dial before I go to sleep, you know, part of the 7 o'clock club, I'm actually able to watch some of American Idol, and it's great. It's fun. I've actually seen a couple of people perform.
Yeah, they're good together. I've seen a little of it. They're good
together. Pretend to like each other, those judges. Yeah. They, at least,
you don't think they really do?
No, they might.
Lionel and Luke are like besties.
I agree with Victoria's assessment of Katy Perry. But they all seem to get along.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get deep into the gossip department. People in England calling for action to tackle a problem newspaper story accusing the deputy opposition leader in the parliament of trying to distract Prime Minister Johnson with a lady sitting in front of him crossing and uncrossing her legs. Very serious stuff. The Daily Mail quoting an anonymous lawmaker saying Labour Party Deputy Leader Angela Rayner is trying to throw off Boris Johnson's concentration. She sits across from him and keeps opening and closing her legs and...
This was disgusting. When I read this article, I mean, this guy basically said, the article said it was a fully clothed parliamentary equivalent of Sharon Stone's scene from Basic Instinct, where we all remember that scene. She's, you know, distracting police interrogators while she's wearing a super short skirt and no underwear. And so, this was just so disgusting. And so Angela Rayner issued a statement on Twitter, and she said, you know, like, I'm accused of distracting the helpless PM. I'm a woman, I have legs, and I'm wearing clothes. Like, come on. Like, this is just ridiculous. And actually, Boris Johnson, for a change, did the right thing. He came out with very strong statements. He called it the most appalling load of sexist, misogynist tripe. And he said, whoever this anonymous lawmaker was who reported this to the Daily Mail, he said that his comments would face the terrors of the earth if identified. So let's see how much Boris Johnson actually goes forward with this.
Terrors of the earth.
Yeah. But and I mean, this is basically like his mortal enemy in, you know, in the House of Commons. So
this lady
Angela Rayner. Yeah.
Or the is she?
No, she's she's the, you know, the leader of the opposition, and I've seen a lot
the
of debates where he gets
the pack.
the best of him. So he's not a huge fan, but at least he did come out and say the right thing. I mean, it's ridiculous.
She must be good looking and smart because he's neither. And that gets, you know, kind of tricky. The situation with Disney, I'm trying to figure this out. Is this good for Rick DeSantis or bad for him? There are a lot of people, plus or minus, those of you who didn't hear this. What's that?
Ron DeSantis.
Him too. So the idea of taxing Disney, not out of Florida, but you know, there's a lot of hoopla about it. And so people say, well, Disney folks, they're going to get you. And it's, we wonder, is this just for publicity? So he looks like he's trying to save the minions in the middle, and he can run for president. It's hard to figure what the motivation is here because it's
well,
it's
Jen
a tricky...
said it last week. It's retaliatory. I mean, it's pretty blatant.
I mean, anybody who doesn't think that it is, it totally is. But
so explain again why
that doesn't
that
mean
is.
It doesn't do him political favors. Well, because remember, Disney came out really hard, and one of the biggest, dumbest lies is that they call the parental rights bill in Florida the Don't Say Gay bill, which is not what it says, and all of this. And so Disney comes out, they push hard on Florida, saying that they don't support this. So Ron DeSantis says, well, wait a second. Back in the 60s, you got special provisions. You're basically your own kingdom, and so we're going to take that away from you. That's what they did.
Magic Kingdom. Got it?
There you go.
Okay. 48 after the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The enterprise known as the DJV program continues at 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Tech Talk. The first item, the aforementioned Elon Musk, who likes to be on everybody's mind for all kinds of reasons. Apparently, he is now is... Isn't it interesting? Turnaround is fair play. Last week at this time, the people at Twitter said, no, not on your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep.
Apparently,
and then,
cash,
and we don't know for sure, but so what happened is on Monday, Twitter officially agreed to be acquired by Elon Musk for $44 billion in cash. Now, like you said, last week, it was they were doing the poison pill. They were allowing the board members to and shareholders to buy discounted shares so that no one could actually take over the company. Well, once they did their own valuation, they probably found that it wasn't really worth the $54.20 per share that Elon Musk was offering. And so, and then he came forward with all of his financing. About half of it is his own financing. The other half he has equity partners, including Morgan Stanley. And so there, at this point, it seemed like a very legitimate offer. So he kind of wooed the board over the weekend, and then on Sunday they met, and then on Monday, it turns out, they finalized the deal, and Elon Musk, who was, you know, as we know, he also runs Tesla and SpaceX. He's a busy guy. We're not sure what this will actually look like in terms of how involved will he be. Parag Agrawal, who is the current CEO, we don't know if he's staying. He was quoted in a press release, but he didn't talk about his future at the company. He just, you know, was talking about the deal. What Elon Musk is saying is, you know, he's buying Twitter basically on a pretty much a lark. And he's saying that free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy. Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. It's putting a lot of emphasis on Twitter, but sure, I get his analogy. He said, I want to make Twitter better than ever. I want to enhance the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust and defeating the spam bots and authenticating all humans.
How does he get along with Zuckerberg?
I have no idea. So anyway, so he said he believes that Twitter has tremendous potential, and he said he looks forward to working with the company and the community to see how it all goes. Now, Twitter this week is going to release their earnings before the bell on Thursday. They were set to do that. Now they say it's going to be a corresponding conference call afterwards to probably try to explain what this new structure will look like, because they have not released any details. Now, the other aspect of this is former President Trump was asked if he plans to rejoin Twitter, because we know he's been banned for a while now. He says, of course, he told the press that no, he will not be joining Twitter again. He is sticking to his own platform, Truth Social. That has really struggled, though, to get off the ground. As of right now, Truth Social still only has less than 1 million followers and active subscribers. Twitter has 217 million active subscribers, so it's definitely not the platform. Truth Social is not the platform that Twitter is. It probably never will be. But who knows? Maybe eventually Elon Musk and Trump will come together on something. You know, they seem to have a lot in common. They have Peter Thiel in common, who was how that was, you know, his Elon Musk's business partner in the beginning of PayPal. So we'll see where it all goes, and we'll see how the actual product changes. If you're a user of Twitter, be on the lookout. You might start seeing some subtle changes coming soon.
I wonder if there's advertising in their future.
He wants to remove the advertising.
Oh, he does? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right, Amazon's up next in our focus after this.
It may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what's Amazon up to, Victoria?
Well, Amazon got the green light from Arlington, Virginia to begin construction on the helix-shaped tower that will be the centerpiece of their second U.S. headquarters. They call it HQ2. The project will comprise 2.8 million square feet of office space across three 22-story buildings. The center of the helix is a tree-covered office. It has walkable paths. They're going to do public tours. And so they are investing a lot of money, $2.5 billion. 25,000 jobs are expected to go to the Northern Virginia area.
All right. There it is. Hip, hip, hooray for the big taxpayers. Good for the small taxpayers. Keep their taxes down. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.